FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere. Somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We don't have a guest right now. Nobody from the Rutherford County School Systems. I hope they're on their way. In the meantime, how are you today? And maybe just you and me today. How are you doing? Did you have a good Thanksgiving weekend? Did you eat too much turkey? Have you already made a resolution to lose weight? You'll stick by it probably until the next Christmas party comes along. I don't know. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. If you have a comment you'd like to share with us this morning, it's Monday. We were thinking about talking about the county school systems, and we had a guest, Gary Clardy, scheduled to be with us this morning from the school's maintenance and construction area. But something may have gone wrong. No guest here at this time. So it's just you and me on a Monday morning. And it's a little warmer than it has been. Not what I would call warm by any stretch of the imagination. 48 degrees. Have you done anything special yet on this holiday season? I mean, there are people who have gone to see, what is it, the Rockettes? I've never seen them before. A lot of folks have said, man, that's just part of the Christmas traditions. Seeing those and checking this Friday. Lots of things happening around town this Friday. Sure are. And then the Christmas parade's coming up on the 9th. The Bethlehem Marketplace coming up that same weekend. The lighting of the county Christmas tree that Friday. Not this one coming up, the one after that. So many things happening that become the traditions of Christmas. And how many traditions do you have? Do you have any traditions? And maybe you're new to the area, and this is a good time to start a tradition. And if you have a tradition, for those of you who have lived here for a while, I'd like to hear from you this morning, 893-1450. What are some of the things you do on a regular basis? Maybe every Christmas you do something. I know our family, it has become a Christmas tradition to get together as a family and go to our Christmas Eve service at church, which is a candlelight musical service. It just gets everybody in the right frame of mind. And my daughter talked us into dropping by our house afterwards and opening, I think it was started out as one Christmas present, and she's probably twisted our arms into maybe two or three now. But with grandchildren and everything, that makes it even more special. So what are some of the Christmas traditions that you do? And I'm saying this because I think there are a lot of people who are new to the area and they don't know about the Christmas opportunities here in the area. The lighting of the Christmas tree on the Rutherford County Square. And I'm wondering, why don't they plant a Christmas tree up there? I know the other day they were looking around trying to find a tree to go there. And I started thinking, you know, if they had planted a tree, they wouldn't be looking around. maybe somebody has a tree that's, you know, bald and roots and the whole big, you know, all that stuff. And somebody could plant that tree for them. And each year, that becomes another tradition to decorate the county Christmas tree that they have permanently planted living right up on the square. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. Let's go to the phones this morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know something that's really funny?
What's that?
You asked the question, why did they plant a tree up there?
Uh-huh.
Because that makes too much sense, Bart. You understand what I'm saying? See, we pay people that's supposed to have sense, but you and I seem like we've come up with all the answers the last 20 years been you and I. You know what I mean? We ought to be paid for something we say or do, you know what?
Casey, I don't have you noticed them using those ideas? They don't like our ideas.
See that, you see what I'm saying? See, Bart, that is too simple. That it's so simple to it don't even make sense to some people. I think I probably said this to you a few years back. Because we keep doing the same thing over and over expecting different results. You keep cutting the tree. You keep going through all this hassle. You want to wash your head to undecorate the tree. But if the tree was already there, that would save you a lot of time, wouldn't it?
That's right. And you could enjoy it all year long.
That's right.
The birds could enjoy it, the squirrels.
I don't know. I don't know, boy. Sometimes I think, I don't know. I guess it's good to... I don't know. I ain't going to say that. Anyway.
Let me ask you this while you're okay. On the phone. Do you have a Christmas tradition, something that you do all the time each year?
I kind of got away from it after my mother passed, but I don't know. It just, the holidays are not the same. Like the other day, Marcy was, you know, Marcy's gone. And You think she was the last of our family who really just, you know, kept things in order. And I guess everybody's got this because certain family members, let me warn the ones who don't know about this, your day is coming too. There are certain ones that it's not right to always put it on the one family member to always do everything, in other words. You understand where I'm coming from?
I'm there.
Yeah,
they
always use the same house, and always be this and that. But then, when that person is gone, it's a different world.
Well, you know, it's, and I'm just as guilty, but I almost think it's up to us then to take the ball and
roll
with it.
That's true, definitely. But then, Bart, as the years go by, the different generations do not care about holidays. You know what I'm saying? The next generation, by the majority of the people nowadays, the younger people especially, they don't care if the family get together or not. You know what I mean? Because think about this. With all the blessings that God has given us, we should be able to get together. I know some family in town, and everybody know what I'm talking about. But they get together every Sunday evening. They still gather. How many families do you think that does this?
Well, they are fortunate.
That's right.
But it didn't just happen.
No, sir, because they've always done it. You are exactly right.
And somebody's working to keep it going.
There you go. That's true. Because I know after their mother passed, and people say, I wonder would they still keep doing it. And God, thank God for them. They still gather. And that's because after the family bought, it's nothing else.
Casey, it's up to you and me to get that tradition going again that each of us have at our families.
You're right. You're exactly right. I mean, it just, like they say, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry, but why not try to get some water before the well runs dry?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You got it right on the head there.
Your day is coming.
Yep.
It's a wake-up call.
Be prepared.
You know, I don't know. But like I said, back to the holidays, body just, I don't know what it is. Then sometimes it seems like that got it so commercialized until it took a lot of love out of it.
You know, Casey, you're one of those unique people that have a lot of talent. And I can really see, I guess it's easier to see other people doing things than something you do yourself. But I can see you say your family has passed away. And if you use that talent to be up, say, and I have no idea what they need, but if you were on something like the Christmas tree lighting stage on the courthouse square, singing and playing your music for others to enjoy, make it Christmas music, your family would suddenly have extended from Marcy and your mother to everybody that was there. And that could become a tradition. I mean, they wouldn't say, my tradition is to go hear Casey play the guitar tonight. But in their hearts, it would become that tradition.
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree. And you know, if I could get it set up to do that, I would do it in a heartbeat. That's the only reason why I play. It's for, you know, for it to people needs. Our release in times like these, you know that.
I got your brother from a different mother with us this morning.
All right.
See if you can identify this voice, mystery voice.
Hey, Casey, I've been missing having Christmas with you the last few years.
How you doing, stranger?
How are you doing?
I'm just Bart and I were reminiscing, and Bart doesn't mess me up on a Monday morning. Stormy Monday.
Well, I can tell you, I'm right on par with you because one of my buddies called me from Florida yesterday, and we were talking about we're the last of the line because both of our parents are gone,
uh-huh.
and we remember our grandparents, how they would fix a great Christmas dinner for us and have all the family over.
That's right.
And it was just something special. It didn't matter, you know, how much you spent for the gift, whether it was $1 or $2.
That's right.
It was all being together, and it passes on. And if you remember, it's always the ladies that take care of everything.
That's it. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, the warmth and the love just kind of circulates them. And, you know, we have two things, or actually three, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then we have the 4th of July where we get our families together.
Uh-huh.
And it's always one of the ladies that kind of steps forward. I want to thank my sister-in-law, Robbie, my brother Mike's wife, and she just stepped up and took care of all those responsibilities, and we're just so blessed to have those ladies that have meant so much to us.
That is true. That's true. I mean, just, well, I'll tell you what I do. I play for a church, Bradley Creek, up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw you. And what we do, I play for one of the choirs there, and what we do for Christmas every year, we go to see the lights. A lot of time, a lot of people may not know about this, but have you been over there, Sheriff, to Lebanon?
I know what you're talking about.
Is that not nice?
I haven't seen it. Well, what is it?
Oh, in the park over there in Lebanon.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Marty, it's something to see.
Cedars of Lebanon State Park.
Yes, sir. I mean, not in Cedars, it's right there. It's a park in right there inside of Lebanon.
Oh, it actually in Lebanon. Okay.
Yes, sir. Over near the... A lot of people know where Helen Funeral Home is. Over the Watertown exit into Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That take you right around to
I know where that is.
Right. Marty is something to see.
Now, when you were at church at Bradley Creek, was that Sarah Harris's church?
Yes, sir.
What a sweet lady. I still
You talking about somebody that's really missed, too.
Oh, I know.
So that goes back to what we were saying. People, the day is going to come when people, your friends and family and anybody, somebody's going to leave us.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference, if they, and especially when the people that, like you say, didn't you work in a store up there for so many years, sir? Right there in Las Casas.
Did I?
Did Miss Sarah do
that? Yes. She works at Brown's Store.
They said that.
Yeah, she and Mo were, in fact, when Sarah died, Mo was there as her daughter in the funeral service.
Okay. Yeah, but it's just some people, like you said, just certain people you just think they're going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But when they leave, it's like, what's that movie that comes on every year, If You Had Never Been Born?
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean to the
community?
It's
a wonderful life.
Yeah, it's a wonderful life. And it's the same thing with each and everybody here.
That is so true. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to get off of it, but I know both of you all have watched a show called The Rifleman, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Chuck Connors.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Have you all ever noticed that whenever you get a chance, you know, they still rerun it. And If you ever, have you ever really thought about it, have you really noticed it, how the rival man taught Mark so many morals?
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all, he wrote, "Sir, I didn't even know that until the last few years." Well, you know, we have an age now, I guess we got time to sit down and really learn and enjoy stuff better, seem like, because, you know, we loved it when we grew up. But he really taught Mark the way of life.
Yeah, he did. And
he did.
And that was common for the late 40s and the 50s to do that in almost all their shows, even up into the mid-60s, of course, with mm-hmm. Andy Griffith and some of
right.
those like that. But
mm-hmm.
We've gotten away from that. I mean, the heroes of today would be villains back then.
Oh, you're right.
All those shows, your Father Knows Best,
yeah,
the Nelsons.
Right. Now, you're really going back with Father Knows Best.
Yeah, I remember that was one of the first ones, I guess, when somebody had one TV in the neighborhood.
They had They had one TV, and it was probably about a 12-inch screen, I think ours was, and everybody would have to sit close. I think that's when we started having eye trouble.
You know what somebody just mentioned, I think it was at a choir practice, a Bible class, some child seen some kind of show, and they said, "Mama, how come that show is black, gray? They call it gray."
Yeah.
So why are the TV looking gray?
But don't you, when you're watching, say, a Western, and you obviously like Westerns like
mm-hmm.
I do, don't you think that they're better in black and white? And maybe it's the way we grew up, but everything was black and white back
then.
That's right. A lot of the shows were more dramatic.
Oh, I think they were, too.
That's true. You know what, too? And you know, we say, and I think, well, it could be true to a little bit extent. You know how television can be very dangerous to now kids, but I just believe it's in the generation, because you know another show that I love that was considered super violence was The Untouchables.
Oh, yeah.
I love Robert Stack with that. You know what I mean? But we didn't go out and try to do that because we've seen it on television.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know what have happened to generations as they come down the hill or something, but we didn't think about going out shooting people.
Well, I think nowadays, though, Casey, you have it in the music. The music is singing about going out and shooting people and doing bad things. You have it in the games the kids play. It's in everything that they do. And kids have always, I think, thought they were invincible. Even back when we were kids, kids did things because they knew that they were kids, and they'd make it through it without any problems.
That is so true.
Well, now think about it. In the paper this morning, I just scanned over it, but they were talking about toy guns. If you bring a toy gun to school, you will have punishment because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember when we were kids, we'd bring our two-gun holster sets to kids to school and all that? I would be punished the whole year.
Chad, well, maybe after all, we were smart as we thought we were, because maybe we had more sense back in those days.
I think we had more fun, to tell you the truth.
Definitely. No doubt. But it's really sad when you really think, just stop and just look. You know, we'd be thinking about, Sheriff, do you remember when we never thought that would ever be said? Well, this year 2000.
Oh,
you know, we never dreamed of saying that.
No.
It don't even sound right now.
No, it makes me feel old when I think about it.
And that's a long time ago now.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, what was it, Y2K, where everything was going to go wrong?
Oh, boy. I stayed up late that night because I just knew the radio station was going to explode.
But you know what threw me about 10 o'clock? You know, everybody watched, they act like they wouldn't really check it out, but we check it out. But I said, how come Japan is already celebrating tomorrow? And we're scared to death.
It does make you think, doesn't it?
That's something. They was already celebrating.
Well, are you going to play anywhere during the holidays, Casey?
It's been very slow, sir. I play, you know, play in church on Sunday, but I mean, just it's been. I don't know what's going on. It seems like after the disco came through, karaoke came through, it's hard to find anywhere to play anymore. It's been real slow last, I bet you, 5 years alone. It's been, I don't know what's going on.
Well, maybe you need.
Sheriff, I'd go play free. It's been so bad.
Bless
I know where I'm going to play next year. I'm going to play in the jail. I'm going to be out there with y'all.
No, not y'all. If you're going to be up there, you're going to have to be up here and do GNS.
That's right. You've been there so long, I forgot. Well, I'm putting my bid in there. I'm playing somewhere for the night out. I guess they'll give me a job.
Oh, boy. I tell you.
It's just, you know, I'm not me when I'm not playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been doing it so long.
Yeah, it's like part of your life is gone when you're not doing it.
But it just, I don't know. I said, maybe somebody will call me and just, hey, can I come and play free?
They need to give you a call and
that's right.
Make you part of their tradition.
There you go.
I tell you what, Casey, during this month, I'm talking about December coming up, why don't you come up here and we'll let you showcase your talent.
All right.
How about that?
That sounds like a winner to me.
All right. I'll have you on one of my days.
That's right. I would love to do it with Mr. Leonard, too.
All right. Sounds good.
We're going to get together with that.
Who you go ahead and get your little band started, and then something you want to do, and just call me.
We'll get together. I appreciate that.
Okay, Casey.
Y'all take it easy, man. Appreciate it.
All right. See
you take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. 893-1450, reminiscing a bit this morning, 893-1450. What are some of the traditions that you have had over the years? Truman, we're going to ask you that in a second. Let's pause for just a moment, check on the traffic. We'll be right back.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Bit of congestion this morning on I-24 headed into downtown. We had a couple of accidents earlier. Those in the clearing stage are still very slow around the Old Hickory Boulevard area. Also, the junction with I-40 West. Lots of traffic still. I-24 at 96, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, and Broad at Memorial. Free at Last Bonding is a proud member of the Tennessee Association of Professional Bail Agents. Call 242-FREE. That's 242-3733. Or go online to freeatlastbonding.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Weather Eye.
For the forecast area, a slight chance for showers, otherwise cloud cover, highs in the upper 50s, of a south wind around 5. Tonight, rain showers and a low of 41. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 48.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more
now through the end of the year.
That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more. This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS.
You're back where you started from. I see you're back where you started from.
We're back again. Traditions. And I guess that sort of goes back where you started from. And are you doing any of the traditions that you did maybe when you were a kid?
Actually, it's just simpler, but really we're not like we did when we were growing up. Everything just kind of went along with how the economy was. As you know, when you and I, or especially when I was young, there wasn't a whole lot of money or a whole lot of things. Remember, Mom would always put the stockings up mm-hmm. and fill them usually full of fruit or candy or something like that. And of course, when you're young kids back in that time, my brother Mike and my brother Russ, it didn't take a whole lot to make us happy. I mean, it really didn't, because we're not like they are or have been the last few years, where they get all kinds of presents and they don't know how to enjoy one of them. If you got one present back then, you were happy and it tickled to death. I remember I got a bicycle one time for Christmas, and it was the coldest day. It must have been close to zero, but I rode that bike all day long because it meant so much to me. And sometimes those things are kind of relative to what you have already.
Well, I bet you rode your bike to town, stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if Mom didn't know anything about it. We're about 3 miles. We grew up in Jakestown. it was not unusual for after you got up early in the morning, you got your present, then all the kids would get together in the neighborhood. And we had a ton of kids that were about my age. And I remember Bud Mitchell, and of course, has been one of my good friends for years. And I remember David Clancy and Bobby Page and all the Pages. It was a whole lot more than that. We would get together and kind of show off our presents. And I remember I got a two-gun holster set, and I was just tickled to death with it. And one of the other kids up the street got one. And we were kind of mischievous back then. And I certainly do not condone this, but one of my good friends was looking at one of the two-gun holster sets that the kid had on, and he said, show that to Truman. So he got his gun out of his holster. Unfortunately, he put one of the larger firecrackers inside his holster when he took off, and then it wasn't anything but a blown holster. But it was just a pleasant, good time. You had warmth. I mean, you really did. Mm-hmm. All the mothers and all the neighborhood would just kind of get together. It was a special day, and we remembered Christmas as it was supposed to be remembered, and it wasn't all of this hoop and holler about going to the store and buying all you can and be in debt for 3 or 4 months afterwards. Oh, it was just a great time.
Did you go to Centennial Park to see the manger scene, the what do they call that?
The nativity scene.
Nativity scene.
Yeah,
right.
We did go up that way. Yeah. And of course, that was a long drive back then. There was interstate, and you had the old Nashville Highway, used to. So it was a long drive. And we actually lived in Davidson County about a year because my dad drove a bus. Mm-hmm. And we lived in a place called Greyhound Alley, because just about everybody that lived up in that way was a Greyhound bus driver, and I think I was about 4 or 5 years old during that time. But the biggest thing I remember about that was over at my grandmother's house. My dad had 6 siblings. There were 7 of them in all, and they would all get together, my grandma, my granddad, and then all the aunts and uncles and the cousins, and we were just like brothers and sisters back then, and still are. But it was something that when you had a Christmas, you shared it with everybody. And it was an exciting time because we were all young, and we knew Santa Claus was coming and all that. And I never will forget my Uncle Ben got on top of my grandmother's house, Mama and Papa Jones, mm-hmm. and was bouncing around on top of the house and going, ho, ho, ho. And we knew it was at that time everybody said, we got to get home. We got to get home. Santa's coming.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I have to say, Southeast Baptist Church here in town, mm-hmm. with their Bethlehem Marketplace,
yes.
which they've had, is it 20 or 30 years now? It's a long
pretty
time.
Pretty close.
That has created a Christmas tradition. Mm-hmm. For this era, mm-hmm. I think. The nativity scene is gone. The one that was at the Parthenon.
And I've never figured that out yet. He
sold it. They sold it to some other city.
You know, Christmas was meant for something special, though. And when you start taking Christmas out of the holiday, there's just something not right about that. I mean, they even went so far as to condense Christmas down into Xmas, and that there's just
see what they've done.
Yeah,
I mean, they took Christ out of it.
Yeah, they did. That's exactly what they did. And that's the reason that you have Christmas. It's not to swap presents or go out and fill the stores. That's not what it's all about. It's to have love for your fellow man and remember what Christ did for us, which was to pay the ultimate price.
I hope that the Bethlehem Marketplace will continue on for future generations, because that is one of those traditions that you can lock into right now. If you're new in town, lock into that, where you go over there on the second Saturday and second Sunday of December,
right?
8th and 9th this
right.
year,
uh-huh.
and walk through Bethlehem the day after Christ was born. It is so realistic. It's phenomenal over there. Another good tradition here in town, I think, is the one that Oakland's Historic House Museum has, where you walk into the decorated homes on Main Street in mm-hmm. that general historic area. And I don't recall what day that is, but that's not too far away.
It's coming up, and it's one of the neatest things that happens, because you can actually almost imagine what it was like mm-hmm. to be living back then in a more simpler time, but yet it was a beautiful, gracious time. And, there was that little paragraph in the Margaret Mitchell's book where it says that pretty much that the grace and the gallantry of that time will no longer return to the South. And I'm not too sure about that. I think that there's still a lot of grace. I mean, the people still maintain that caring for each other and the honor and those type things. And we're just so blessed to live in an area like this where a lot of those traditions and things are not forgotten.
That tour of homes is December the 3rd, is what I have down through the 21st. That couldn't be right. That's a period. That's a whole different thing. That's the Victorian holiday tour at Oakland's Historic House Museum. That's where they're decorated for Christmas over there. That's not the one I'm talking about.
I tell you what, you go through those houses and you kind of wish that you had maybe been there during those particular times. And I tell you, one of the prettiest in the houses that I enjoy the much is Sarah and Gordon Bell's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. Right down from Oakland's mansion, a couple of houses down. And it was just, they're such sweet people and nice people. And actually, they used to belong to Southeast Baptist. Some of the first ones to go on. In fact, I think Sarah Bell was the first one to go on one of the mission trips to South Dakota, where they still do that every year.
I tell you, it's traditions like that that can make life just a whole lot more meaningful for you. Are any of you remembering some traditions? Are there some traditions that your family has going for you right now that you'd like to share with us? 893-1450, if there are some. Give us a call, 893-1450. Truman Jones is dropping in with us right now, right before his show. And we're just sort of reminiscing about some of the holiday activities that are going on for you. Maybe you've been to the Rockettes. I've heard a lot of people talking about those. I've never seen them, but have you? If you have, call us, 893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, yeah. and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more
now through the end of the year.
That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
For the forecast area, a slight chance for showers, otherwise cloud cover, highs in the upper 50s, with a south wind around 5. Tonight, rain, showers, and a low of 41. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 48.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
The Truman Show on WGNS.
Rutherford County, we're going to have a great show today.
Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Welcome back. We're looking at Christmas traditions and things that you do to keep the holidays going. You brought a friend with you now, Truman.
Yes, one of my special friends used to be Circuit Court Judge Steve Daniels and was also a senior judge, appointed senior judge, which is the what I call at the top of the echelon when you consider judges, because he was at basically called all the way across the state of Tennessee to take care of major cases. And he's going to be my guest the next hour. But we were talking about holiday traditions. And, you know, one of the areas that you spent some time in was down in Louisiana.
That's right.
And that had to been, did you ever get involved in any of the holiday traditions down in Louisiana?
Oh, you can't beat that oyster dressing down in South Louisiana. In fact, I was down in South Louisiana last week.
Oh, really?
In a fishing trip out of Venice, Louisiana, right where the Mississippi River goes into the Gulf.
You down there fishing.
I was.
What, did you? They none of them got away, did they?
Oh, just the big ones. Of course, the ones we caught keep getting larger every day.
Yeah. What, Steve? As you look back on your childhood days, what are some of the traditions that stand out in your mind the most?
Oh, it was getting that Christmas tree, all the anticipation and getting ready for the holidays and. Couldn't wait for that tree to go up and to go out and select it. That was a special time.
Now, did you go out to a lot and get it, or did you go out to a farm and cut one down?
Well, we did both. One of the special times, I was sort of reminiscing with an uncle of mine, and he put himself through college by having a tree stand, and we went out one year. I can remember when I was very small and. Had an old pickup truck, and we loaded up cedar trees and sold those for his education. So that was a lot of fun.
Now, you know, one thing that they used to sell a lot of, and I don't see it even for sale so much now, and that's the mistletoe. Is mistletoe rare these days?
Or? No, it's time for it, yeah. Pretty much. As it gets cold, you can... We used to shoot them out of the trees with shotguns.
That's what I was thinking, too. When squirrel hunting wasn't going so well, we just shoot the mistletoe out.
You don't see it so much anymore.
No, you don't.
Politically correct.
I think the last time I saw any mistletoe was, I think they put some up at the sheriff's office about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and they had some hanging there. Of course, that's a dangerous place to have mistletoe.
Did anybody shoot it down? That would.
I'm sure they probably shot it down to get it there and then transport it there.
Oh, man. So those were some great memories. It's those traditions that create the memories that that we're enjoying these days. And I think without the traditions, you don't have as many memories. And that's why it's important to have some traditions that you make today.
That's right.
You know, I think Steve's like me and you, Bart. It's such a happy time. You remember all the traditions. But it becomes a sad time, too, because your mom and your dad and your grandparents are all gone. And that's one of the happier times in your life is just having that warmth and love that you get from them. And you felt that security. It's just something, I don't care how old you get, when your mom and your dad and your grandparents are gone, there's a big void there, and it kind of leaves you wanting to know if you're going to be able to live up to what they have instilled in you all those years.
But you have to.
It's
pretty
tough. Yeah.
Because, you know, you look back, that's you and they are the tradition.
Right.
You have grandchildren.
Right.
And they look at you. And so you have to take that up. You can't just say, hey, I remember the good times and I can't be quite as good as that. You've got to be that good for them to have their memories, mm-hmm. for them to carry it on. And that's why it's important to find some traditions that you can do today. We've talked about a few of them this morning. There are so many others. You know, the Christmas parade, that could be you could be in the Christmas parade, and that could be a tradition for you. There are some families who actually are in the Christmas parade every year with
right.
a float and you know, what you know, different things.
And you've taken part in the Christmas parade for a long time.
Right, especially my wife.
Yeah.
But I think...
You notice it's always the ladies.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you go back to when I was a kid, my Christmas memories, it was my aunts. Mm-hmm. Who carried that on. You're right, it's always the women. Why don't the guys do something?
Well, they did. And I can tell you one of the more important things that my uncles and my dad and all them did. My grandmother, of course, had us all over to her house for Christmas Eve. And we talked about this earlier. But there was a tradition that you had boiled custard every Christmas Eve.
That's true.
And the boiled custard just did not taste right unless it had something in it. And my grandmother would not let any of that in the house, one of mm-hmm. the special ingredients. So it was always the responsibility of my uncles or somebody to make sure that they had some in the trunk of their car.
From Uncle Jack.
From Uncle Jack. And they would make sure that they were able to blend it in with the boiled custard. And even when you're a young lad like I was and all my cousins, it was just special.
Let's go to the phone before we get in trouble. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
How are you?
Doing fine.
Oh, y'all were talking. I was sitting here listening to y'all talk about those family traditions. We've had several. I was raised in this little town in a family of 15. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out, my two younger brothers and I, we'd go out and cut a Christmas tree in the woods, drag it home. Mama would decorate it the whole family would. The whole family would get together and decorate the Christmas tree, an old cedar tree. And I've been knowing Truman Jones all my life. But
bless your heart.
We just had a we just said folks don't celebrate Christmas like they used to. We were talking about that the other day. We was having a discussion about that the other day, and friends and I at church, and they just I don't know what happened to it. We used to go to shopping. We'd go to McClellan's, and we'd go to Western Auto. The first bicycle I ever got came from Western Auto.
Me too.
Western Auto was down on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I was running a paper route for Daily News Journal. I think papers then were about 10 cents a piece. And we delivered papers, and we saved enough money to get this bicycle here for Christmas. And, you know, I've got 8 kids and 16 grandkids.
Wow.
And I was born and raised in a family of 15. And Christmas morning, that was one of the most important days, I guess, of the year. And y'all were talking about those two-gun holsters. We used to carry those to school, and I wished I had a nickel for every mile I rode a stick horse.
We had imaginations back then.
Yeah, we had imaginations. You know, that was in Roy Rogers, Gene Autry era. My dad, I've seen him take an old mop and cut the handle off of it and give it to us for a stick horse, and we'd ride that thing 100,000 miles. But, you know, a lot of folks need to get back to that day and time of celebrating Christmas. I know my kids are spoiled rotten because I did it. But, you know, we had so much fun back in those days. We was raised. We were poor. Most of us were poor. We didn't have a whole lot. But we were having a discussion about that. I thought I'd give you all my opinion on it. I mean, I just, you know, it was just a great time of going out and just, you know, cutting the Christmas tree, all the family getting together. And if the neighbors were doing without, they'd join in with the rest of the other families in the neighborhood. And we just, I mean, you know, we just enjoyed it more than anything, I guess, more than they do this day and time. I guess, like I say, everybody's spoiled, I guess.
Spending time together. You're right. Spending time together, that is the secret. That's what it's all about. And that's what creates those memories. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Let's take another call before we wrap things up. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Oh, doing well, thank you. I want to share something, please.
Sure. Okay.
When my sister Evelyn and I would save our money and catch the milk truck, Tillman Herod was our milkman, to pick up our milk and come to town to a shop for our presents, and we'd always go to McClellan's. McClellan's had everything that you can imagine, and we would spend our money to buy presents for the ones that we wanted to give presents to at school. And that was just a fun thing to do and a fun time to remember. It was an important time back then to do this, and I don't think children this day and time enjoy Christmas like we did at that time.
She's right. You're right. Thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you.
You have a great day. And you'd go down into the basement at McClellan's and bargains and toys and stuff, and then remember Buster Brown shoes?
Very well.
And which was, oddly enough, at Brown Shoe Store.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get, what was it, a toy or something when you'd get a shoe or something like that?
Yeah, they used to give away, I can't remember exactly what it was, but you would get a little present every time that you went in there once you brought something.
Yeah.
And, of course, we grew up on that little show on television, the Buster Brown Show, if you remember that.
Midnight the Cat.
Yeah. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy.
Yeah. It seems like I've heard that somewhere before, too. We have had a ball this morning. Steve, thank you for joining
you
us. Truman, thank you for coming in.
Yes,
Truman
sir.
And Steve are going to continue next hour here on WGNS talking about things that maybe not Christmas traditions, but things that you need to know about. Hey, have a super day. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the Parks and Recreation Department. They have some things that'll make great Christmas gifts. Stay with us. Hey, have a super day.